I am with 2D, dance instructor and performer based in Cardiff. 2D, I know you are involved in a series of dancing activities around Cardiff. Can you tell us a little bit more about the dancing scenario here in Cardiff?
Okay. First of all, good afternoon. My name is Ricardo Pite. 2D is like my artistic name. It comes from two dynamic and from to do, because I think we should do better than just think. The dancing scene in Cardiff actually is pretty amazing, because I never thought that could be so big. We have loads of dance genres happening around all over Cardiff. You got salsa, you got bachata, you got kuduro, you got kizomba, you got even samba. You got workshops happening everywhere. You got a big community of breakdancers. You got you don't have popping, but I hope I can do something about it. You also have locking, and basically it's pretty much it. You also might have tango and also ballroom dances, but it's less. But salsa is the most effective thing over here in Cardiff. Hope we can bring also kizomba to the same level. Cheers.
Can you explain us a little more about kizomba? What is it?
Okay, kizomba is originally from Angola. Angola used to be a colony from Portugal. So Angola is a style of dance that came from the fusion between samba. Samba is the dance that precedes samba from Brazil. And samba, kizomba is a fusion between samba and the zouk dance from the Antilles, from the French islands. So they made a fusion with both dances and both dance styles and make the kizomba. So kizomba is mainly danced on Portuguese spoken countries, but now it's going worldwide slowly, but a lot of people is liking a lot the rhythm and the steps that are being done in kizomba.
So you started giving kizomba lessons on Cardiff Arts Institute recently, and I suppose you're very influenced as a Portuguese dancer and performer. Mm. How do you feel has Cardiff received kizomba here in Cardiff?
Actually, as far as I know, not in Cardiff, but in the valleys next to Pontypridd, in a location called the Three Forest. As far as I know, I was the first to teach kizomba. I was doing like for the students of uni, because I wanted a place where we can all gather and still keep the traditions and the dances. So I was trying to keep the tradition from kizomba, because nobody was over here dancing it. Only after I started, like say, in the 2008, middles of 2008, started with a dance group, and it was the Three Forest Social Dance Club, and then we had all of dances over there, like kizomba, salsa, bachata, kuduro. We involved everything, but it was everything for free. So I started that thing over there, and then there were some parties happening with kizomba and a lot of other African dance genres, dance styles. And so kizomba was really one thing that people saw it as an odd kind of dance, because you dance too close, and over in UK people are not used to dance that close. Even salsa, when people dance salsa, is more energetic, and they don't dance that close unless they really know the partner. So at the beginning, to dance kizomba that close and you don't know the partner can be a bit harsh or hard to people from the UK or any other people of the world, I think. I'm used to it, so for me it's normal. For me it's normal also to give hugs, so it doesn't matter anyhow. It's a good feeling position for me. And I would hope a lot of people could have this feeling as well. You are dancing and unifying a dance move with another person. At the same time, you're enjoying the beat of the music and feeling it. And that's the best feeling you can have with